The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 8 and 9. Those verses are used, and the following ones, verse 10, that passage right there has been used over and over again. It's part of the Romans Road to share with people how important it is that you believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ and confess with your mouth that he is Lord and that you want him to save your soul. And that's wonderful use of the passage. No hate at all for anyone that uses it that way. But the quotation comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30. We talked about this Sunday morning. And the idea here that Paul is drawing on is that the Jews, by the time Moses is done with them in Deuteronomy chapter 30, have been taught the law. They have been taught what they need to listen to God and obey him. And it even says, if you go back there and look in chapter 30, when he gets done saying this phrase right here we're looking at, he says, you can do this. You can do this. God has given you an opportunity to walk with him. Now walk. Paul quotes it here all the way up in Romans chapter 10 and says, you can do this. You can trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And doing so brings everybody into the family. But here's the beauty of that continuing relationship that I often talk about, is that not only has faith in Jesus Christ brought you into the family, but continuing to go back to him for what you know you can't do, you know you're no good at, or you could do it. Mom always said, can't, never could. So it's possible, but you've failed so many times. You know your weakness, and you're going to God in your weakness and say, God, would you please let your strength be made perfect in my weakness? And in that moment right there, you are speaking the truth of Scripture back to Father God in prayer, asking him to do what he promised he would do. And in that moment, your faith is hearing the word spoken and acting upon the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You are stepping forward in faith. And that's what we talked about Sunday, how important that is. Okay, so that's the idea. I'm about halfway through my video right now. So what I'd like to do for what remains is to share with you what's going to be happening at Goodwill on this Wednesday night. And I'm going to share a little bit of it with you so you can go do this as well. In order to define this further or clarify it, our Wednesday night group is going to be going through verses on faithfulness. All right, so let me tell you how I came up with that. I picked one of the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Faithfulness is the one I picked. And then I did a search in Bible. And I have programs for that because I'm a pastor, but I'm going to give you some good news. You can do a Google search for faithfulness in Scripture or scriptures on faithfulness. It'll come up with a long list. Don't just take Google's word for it at that point. Write those references down and then go look them up in your Bible. And one by one, begin to go through those verses and read them. Try to understand them as best you can, and then begin to pray based upon that verse about faithfulness. So I'm going to give you one of them. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all of God's house. Now, I picked this one because in the list, this, in my opinion, is one of the more complicated passages. The others are really pretty straightforward, so don't feel like you're going to get lost with this. This is a pretty simple and straightforward way to step forward or begin to move forward in your relationship with God. You want to start in the Scriptures, and you want to begin to talk with him and then memorize those Scriptures and then begin to try to walk in them every day. All right, so talking them back to the Lord, how we do that? We just pray and we're talking to the Lord. So this passage right here is comparing Jesus to Moses. And Moses was given a very hard task, but he was faithful to the task that God gave him. And it says Jesus was given a much more difficult task and was found even more faithful than Moses. faithfulness, like the house belonged to Jesus. So he's definitely going to be faithful with it. Whereas Moses was brought in to take care of something that really didn't belong to him. So Jesus was much more faithful. And how does that affect us? Why does that matter? Why are we comparing? Because Jesus is that much better. So I'm going to pray based upon this verse right here, that Jesus was faithful to Father who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. I'm going to say, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that you were faithful to death, even death on a cross, that you were faithful and obedient all the way to pay the price for my sin. Thank you, God, that you loved me enough to do that. Thank you, Lord, that Moses had faithfulness, and we got Old Testament stories from that. That's good. But Lord Jesus, you so much more, because you went to give your life away on the cross. And Lord, I thank you so much for the pictures of faithfulness in Moses and other people in the Bible. I thank you, Lord, for the hope of your faithfulness and that you died for my sin. And now, Lord, I pray that you would please bring about that faithfulness in my own life so that my life would reflect you and the saints of old, so that all might see your faithfulness reflected in me. Help me, God, I pray. Amen. All right? So you just lift Scripture up to the Lord and call his name and speak it out loud and read it out loud and let it begin to marinate in your soul. Let it begin to speak to you and see if your faith is not changed by hearing the Word of God. Okay? All right. So faithfulness in Scriptures. You're going to Google search all kind of other stuff. You may as well Google search something good. All right? We'll catch you next time. I hope you have a great week. Bye-bye.